This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
1.8 million jobs added to the U.S. economy in July. That's according to the just-released federal government jobs report for last month. It's a pullback from the gains of May and June, and many say evidence the resurgent coronavirus is stalling hiring and slowing an economic rebound. Mark Zandi is senior economist with Moody's Analytics. He says while it was better than he and other analysts expected, that pullback could happen over the next few months, as many states consider reversing course when it comes to reopening.
The virus has re-intensified in the last 4, 6, 8 weeks. We've had some states backtrack on their reopening, some pause, and I expected that that would show up in weaker job gains than we actually got.
The unemployment rate fell to 10.2% last month, nearly a full point lower than the month before. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Congressional Democrats and White House officials still not expressing much hope on a new stimulus package after the talks that ended yesterday. Democrats say Republicans still fail to understand how bad the problem is. The White House is promising President Trump will take action through executive order if a deal isn't reached very soon. The annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally is kicking off today despite the pandemic in rural South Dakota. It's expected to bring as many as 250,000 visitors to the area, and this year it's set against the backdrop of the massive coronavirus pandemic, and it's stoking fears the rally could lead to a massive uptick in infections in a state with no mask requirements. A police spokesman in Sturgis says they're trying to prepare.
We prepare the best that we can with what we have. There's always the unknown with the Sturgis rally.
Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
An executive order will keep U.S. companies from making transactions with the parent company of TikTok. President Trump signing the order yesterday that bars transactions with China-based ByteDance effective 45 days from now. The order states the video sharing app's data collection threatens to allow the Chinese Communist Party access to Americans' personal info. The president leaving the door open for an American company to buy the platform. The family of a man killed in the collapse of the Hard Rock Hotel in New Orleans is hopeful his body can finally be recovered this weekend. Quinion Wimberly's family updating the progress of the removal yesterday following multiple delays due to weather and other issues. That accident happened back on October 12th of 2019. And it's National Purple Heart Day. President George Washington creating the Purple Heart Military Merit on August 7th, 1782. And today might be a good day to raise your glass because it's International Beer Day. The day was first celebrated in 2008. Now it's been taking place every year on the first Friday of August. internationalbeardday.com has been established because of it, and it says more than 200 cities in the world officially take part in the observance. The first recipes for the drink date back to 4300 BC, and the founder says the day was made to unite the world under the banner of beer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, I'm reminded of JFK, who said when talking about the space program that we do it not because it's easy, but it's hard. And that's why we do it. And America right now, to get this country back on track, I mean, this is our mission. And we're doing it not because it is easy. I mean, because we've missed the mark for decades. And what we have right now is the culmination of many missed marks. And we're feeling the pain of this and the unrest. On top of that, you know, some of this is being hidden by different agendas and anonymous reporting and emotions and concerns and all this. And then on top of all that, let's really blow things up and let's bring the race card into play here. I'll tell you, we are honored to have Bob Woodson with us. He's the president and founder of the Woodson Center and 1776 Unite Scholar, an influential leader on issues of poverty alleviation and empowering disadvantaged communities to become agents of their own uplift. And I love the way he puts that, agents of their own uplift. Bob Woodson, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Pleased to be here.
Well, I just connected with your heart and passion, Mr. Woodson, you know, for uplifting the individual, because that's what this show has been about, something that I just have captured and engaged with, that it is about the individual. If we can uplift an individual one at a time and focus on those things that can encourage them and make them better tomorrow, then we'll all be better in the process.
Well, that's what this nation is founded upon. This is a nation founded on second chances, of redemption, of restoration, of overcoming challenges. This is what the nation is all about, has always been about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think our founding fathers and those, I mean, even the early pilgrims who came here escaping religious persecution, they just wanted a fair chance at it, did they not?
They really did. And this is one of the only nations we had. There were three or four revolutions going on at the same time, China, Russia, France. Ours was the only one that we organized change and into a constitution, and that's why the changes that we've brought here have sustained this nation and made it the envy of the world. And it was one nation, not based upon the dictates of a ruler or some sovereign, but based upon directions, one nation under God, and everything else is subservient to that. And I think that that explains why we've been such a place of envy throughout the world.
Well, that was going to be my question, and you answered it, but I want to make sure people caught that. And that is, compared to the other nations that were aligning and declaring subservience to another human being, a king, a despot, or some other ruling class, this nation took a different route and said, we want to bow our knee and pledge our allegiance to God Almighty. It was.
Right.
Do you believe that?
As my grassroots leaders have said, the fact that the Declaration of Independence, I think, was divinely inspired. Otherwise, why would people craft a document that hold their own behavior suspect? Mm-hmm. If why would you do that? And then for them to have personally sacrificed often their families, their fortunes, in defense of it. No
exactly.
One does that to defend slavery, you know.
Yeah.
And the very fact that some of the half of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, their own behavior rendered even them, their actions, unworthy of it, of the document. Nevertheless, the document stands as an example of a principle, an ideal that should be held up for everyone, and that's what it is. We are the only nation that has an Emancipation Proclamation. We're the only nation on the face of the earth that ever fought a war to end slavery.
Exactly. Well, as I share with people, when you go back during that contentious time, it wasn't like everybody agreed to the it was quite indicting. You know, again, what they aimed for was this idea, this great experiment heading toward this vision of a more perfect union, was it not?
It was, and the Constitution was put in place as a document that allowed for self-correction, and it evolved, and it has. As I said, slavery was America's birth defect. But nobody should be defined by its defect as a birth defect or the sins of its early times.
Mm-hmm.
America is defined not only by its birth defects, but also by its more compelling promise. And that's what makes us such an exceptional place to live.
Why are you
blacks fought
right.
in every war, and this and that one was ever invited for treason.
Exactly. And you know, and speaking of the Civil War, you know, we have to hold the totality of the war in consideration. This is what concerns me about the tearing down of statues and the eradication of history. We know empirically when people take over and rewrite history, that's a very dangerous issue. We need to be able to understand that, yes, this sin was here. It's part of the fabric of America, but we were able to finally deal with it. I'm sure the Founding Fathers, even at that time, were very uncomfortable, as you point out, in writing this document and going, boy, that's I'm short there. I'm accountable to all men are created equal. That I'm sure resonated in their hearts and was quite bothersome. And unfortunately, in some cases, particularly in the South, you know, their model of operation in an agricultural society made it very difficult for them to see slavery for what it was. And it took a war to finally bring it all to light. And, you know, and how many people, you know, as you say, sacrificed their lives? I mean, in total, over 600,000, the majority happened to be from those on the North that were people of, you know, and I always get uncomfortable. I got to tell you, Bob Whitson, with this deal, this hyphenation and the idea that, you know, we got to separate in, you know, by color of skin. But, you know, because today when it's laid out in such terms as black and white, I don't know if there's any just pure white people anymore. We're all just, you know, we're all homogenized and intermixed, this immigration class of people that have come together. I think it's quite arrogant to claim, you know, some superiority. That's just my own personal thought.
know, it's true, and people are not defined, you know, by class and race. They're defined by character and actions.
Amen.
And like I say, the question isn't whether you're my color. The question is, are you my kind?
Wow.
Do we share common values? Do we share common interests? Do we share common destiny? That is much more important than whether we share the same skin color.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Service.
They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
In pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads, and doing everything we can to fight for the truth of our history, ladies and gentlemen. Prevailing powers right now, a minority group, really, when you think about it, are causing such disruption, and they're doing everything they can to rewrite history, such as the case right now when we've got another historic narrative that's coming into play that has been right while we were sleeping. Being put out in over, my understanding, 3,400 classroom curricula across the country, which is the 1619 Project. And what we've got is two bookends here to consider. You got the 1619 Project, which is the world of America through the filter of slavery, versus 1776, which we have been taught, many of us, more recently maybe have not been educated, and this is why the confusion here is that because we find ourselves not knowing what we should know, and as a result we're open and vulnerable to other narratives that may be conflicted. Let's put it that way. Bob Whitson is with us, president and founder of the Whitson Center and 1776 Unite Scholar. Bob Whitson, tell us the difference between the 1619 Project and the 1776 Unites campaign.
The 1619 is trying to rewrite American history to define America from the time that the first African slaves arrived in 1619. And because of slavery, they go on to say that therefore America should be forever tainted by that and defined by it, since some of the signers of the Declaration of Independence were also slaveholders. Therefore, the document that they penned is also invalid, in that America is... It should be defined. Therefore, all whites in America are guilty of racism, and America, to its core, is racist, and all blacks are victims. And their only recommendation is reparations. And so that's just ridiculous. And so what we've done is we organized a group of black and white scholars, primarily black, since they're using the rich legacy of the civil rights movement as a cover for their Marxist intentions. We thought it was important for the messenger to counter that, to also be led by blacks, just like the civil rights movement was led by blacks, but participated in by everyone. And so what we're doing, we've got activists and scholars together, and we wrote a series of essays that we're publishing, that we published, that talks about the promise of America, and we're not offering a debate, we're offering aspirational examples of how blacks achieve in the face of oppression.
Mm-hmm.
Their premise is that because of the legacy of slavery, that the problems of the inner cities today are a result of that legacy, but we're disproving that, because the biggest progress that blacks have made from the end of slavery for centuries, every decade blacks have progressed up into 1960s, when with the poverty programs and the war on poverty, it was devastating to the black family and so what we've done is offer proof and inspirational stories of how blacks achieved in the face of slavery and discrimination. We had 15 or 20 blacks who were born slaves who died millionaires.
Yes.
Because they used the free enterprise system to propel their success.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really offering a school curriculum that celebrates America's rich past and its promise. And so we are offering videos teaching America about the wonderful principles that defined who we are.
Will this get a Pulitzer Prize?
I doubt it.
And you know why I say that? Because 1619 has been such awarded, and yet other scholars have taken grave exception to it. But, you know, and the Pulitzer Prize award has given it you know, some alleged credence, especially in academia, and that's also why it's become so pervasive so quickly, don't you think?
Yes, in every school system in every state, Oprah Winfrey's getting ready to do a movie about it. So it's really an assault on our this nation. And this is a real David and Goliath fight. That's why we're asking people to support 1776 Unites, because we want to push back against it. And we're getting a tremendous response from people. But we must have a ground attack, and that is we have children's books that we're going to be producing that celebrates America's rich legacy. We're going to be talking about examples of resilience, how blacks built hotels, railroads, businesses, insurance companies, medical schools, dental schools.
Exactly.
All of this is ignored by 1619. But and so we want to talk about the rich experience that blacks have had achieving against the odds in America.
Well, Bob Whitson, I can already tell we need to reconnoiter here. You need to come back because you and I can spend a lot of time just talking about the War on Poverty Act. It has been my my opinion from day one that the way that legislation, well, its roots and what the purpose behind it by President Lyndon Baines Johnson, what he wanted to effect in that was, and it's proven to be effective, and that is that it turned out to be, which I thought it would be, a modern form of slavery, because it's held down so many people. Trillions of dollars have been spent, I don't know, $25-30 trillion, and what do we have to show for it? The needle on the war on poverty has barely moved. And I think that you, in an earlier interview, explained, because that has always been my question, what happened with all the trillions of dollars?
Well, we spent $22 trillion. 70 cents of it went not to the poor, but those who serve the poor. So we created a commodity out of poor people where thousands of jobs and careers are dependent upon having dependent people. And we went from in 65, 85% of all black families had a man and woman raising children. And in a period of just 60 years, that went all the way from 15% to 70% of families of great children without fathers in there.
Exactly. And who are those, I guess for lack of a better name, the bureaucrats that are serving the poor? Who are they, Bob? Do we know?
They're professional psychologists, drug counselors, dependent. A friend of mine put it this way. He's having a cabin built in his Wisconsin place. His carpenter has one leg, and his electrician is an alcoholic. But their value to him is in their skill.
Yes.
But if he was a disabilities counselor, their value to him is in their disability. Mm-hmm. So as long as they maintain their disability, their value to the provider for services maintained. So therefore, if your career and salary depends upon having people to serve, what motivation do you have to make them independent?
Exactly. You know, interesting, I was watching a story on PBS. It's the Roots feature, you know, where the guy goes and he does a study of someone's background. And Michael Strahan was the topic, to your point earlier. And what was revealed was, and it was a relative, I'm not sure it was a great-great-grandfather or what, but it was a relative who was a recently freed slave, and how he rose to prominence in building a community along with another gentleman. And the other gentleman that he was with, also a black American former slave, who had no education whatsoever, developed this incredible community along with a university. I mean, stories like what you're talking about in 1776 are ones that need to be heralded and appreciated and celebrated, and there's so many of those that we don't know, Bob Whitson, and thank God for all the great work that you and the group are doing on behalf of all Americans, like you said, all of our kind. I love that. I love that line.
I really appreciate the time.
Well, again, I look forward to having you back because I want to talk more. I think there's so much more to be discussed about what happened in 1964 and what has happened and how we got off track and how we can get back on track. Bob Whitson from 1776 Unites. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate the time.
If you're a small business owner and you need to... If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-371-5142. 800-371-5142. 800-371-5142. That's 800-371-5142.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
1.8 million jobs added to the U.S. economy in July. That's according to the just-released federal government jobs report for last month. It's a pullback from the gains of May and June, and many say evidence the resurgent coronavirus is stalling hiring and slowing an economic rebound. Mark Zandi is senior economist with Moody's Analytics. He says while it was better than he and other analysts expected, that pullback could happen over the next few months as many states consider reversing course when it comes to reopening.
The virus has re-intensified in the last 4, 6, 8 weeks. We've had some states backtrack on their reopening, some pause, and I expected that that would show up in weaker job gains than we actually got.
The unemployment rate fell to 10.2% last month, nearly a full point lower than the month before. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. John Lott joins us now, president of Crime Prevention Research Center, author of the new book, Gun Control Myths, also author of More Guns, Less Crime, and The War on Guns. John, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, doing great. Thanks very much for having me on.
Well, I wanted to get into depth with your new book. I want to take this opportunity to talk about gun control myths and why you had to write this book.
Well, I think there's a lot of misinformation out there that really endangers people's lives. It gives them wrong advice in terms of what's the best way to defend themselves when they're confronting a criminal. Mm-hmm. It gives people the wrong advice on how to try to stop things like mass public shootings. And it frightens people needlessly about exaggerating risks of things like suicides with guns. Lots of things that I think are really unconscionable to some extent, because I think they really, really go out of their way to misinform people about many issues dealing with guns. And it has real consequences.
Without a doubt. John, because of gun, I mean, it just reminds you of, the sensitivity of life and death. I mean, it can be so final, but how many people actually are faced with a life and death situation that involve a gun. What's the estimation on that?
Well, I mean, there's maybe a couple million times a year that people use guns defensively. That's maybe about five times more frequently than guns are used in the commission of crimes, but you probably need to add both of those together. And, you know, so you're talking about, you know, literally millions of times each year that people use guns or are threatened with them. And, you know, those are a lot of cases.
But the reason I ask that question is, like in the case of Andrew Pollack, who does the foreword to your book, you have a perspective about guns until you need a gun, or you wish you had a gun, right?
Right. Well, I mean, one thing to point out, one of the reasons that people end up getting guns is they've been victims of violent crime. They've seen firsthand that they wish that they had a gun at that time. I mean, Andrew Pollack, as you say, he wasn't a victim, but his daughter was one of the people killed at the Parkland High School.
Yes.
And, you know, he wishes that someone there, some adult, a teacher, staff member, had been able to go and protect his child at that time. You know, I think he's changed his views fairly dramatically on the gun issue, as I have too. I mean, as I've done research over the years, if you had told me 20 years ago, or 25 years ago when I started doing this, that I'd have the views that I do now have guns, I wouldn't have believed you.
Exactly. Well, Andrew Pollack and the teachers and parents and I think parents across the country, you know, we were all touched by what happened in Parkland, Florida. But there was so much more, you know, not only about guns, but also how to, you know, have better threat assessment and better mitigation when that came out. His daughter, in particular, was told basically to expose herself. I mean, go into the hallway. I mean, she became an instantaneous target, you know, by this perpetrator because of the wrong advice and counsel that she got from somebody in authority.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you kind of wonder what goes through people's minds when they give advice on those types of things, but I, you know, it's one of those things that Andrew has learned some hard lessons about, and he wants to make sure that others don't have to suffer as he suffered.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate, as much as I can appreciate, what he's gone through and his passion to tell, you know, Meadow's story. One of 17 students and staff that were killed by the gunman on Valentine's Day at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. And there's so much, I mean, that is not quite reported, that is underreported in terms of mitigation and threat assessment and also evaluation of the world in which we live in. I mean, no doubt people are feeling the threat. We felt it in the previous 8 years under the Barack Obama administration. Guns were flying off the off the shelves. And once again, in light of what we're dealing with across this country today, you're hard-pressed to find a gun. My local shop that I go to, I go there and I think, oh my gosh, I mean, it was one thing to go to a local Sam's or a Walmart and see empty shelves, but yet again, another thing when you go to a gun shop and there's empty shelves, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, people are confronted by reality right now. Look, anybody who's read my academic work knows how important I think the police are. I think the police are the single most important factor for reducing crime. But the police have always understood that even under normal circumstances, they virtually always arrive on the crime scene after the crime's occurred. And the question then is, what should people do? And having a gun is by far the safest course of action when they're having to confront a criminal by themselves. Mm-hmm. The thing is, we're not, as you're talking about, under normal circumstances now. Mm-hmm. We have police are being ordered to stand down during these riots. You have many police departments around the country are not responding, haven't been responding to normal calls for months. Even when the police do arrive, there have been many situations where they've been under orders not to arrest people because they don't want to add more people to the jail populations that are there. You have many places around the country, from Los Angeles and San Francisco and Chicago, that have been releasing, you know, 50% of the inmates that they have in jails.
Yeah, New York, it's a turnstile, John.
Yeah, and right, and then they don't have bail. You know, it, what you do is the people, as soon as they get arrested, they're being released. You know, you have places like St. Louis, where even the arrests that have occurred, the district attorney there is refusing to bring charges against any of the rioters that the police have arrested there, and they've only been arresting the most egregious cases. And yet, you have the kind of the bizarre looking glass world where the people who have gotten felony charges brought against them are the couple that brandished guns on
the
McCloskey's property
in St. Louis. Yeah, exactly.
You know, so people see these types of things, and you hear stories about how in neighborhoods in Minnesota and Minneapolis, where the city council has voted to completely defund the police department, whatever that will mean, that you have community groups being set up to provide protection for people in their area. You know, they have no other option. If the police aren't going to be there, people realize that ultimately they're going to be responsible for their own safety.
You know, without a doubt, as you've reported and written about numerous times, John, that, you know, when you have an event that is measured in seconds, which what is what happens when you're confronted with a gun, all of a sudden, you know, the second hand is flying and it's measured in seconds and the police get there in minutes. I mean, the differential clearly tells you that the chances of you being defended by the police is very unlikely.
If you look at surveys of police in the United States, police are probably one of the strongest, if not the strongest, supporters of private ownership of guns that we have. If you look at surveys of police, they'll say about 78% think that guns, private ownership of guns, are either extremely or very important in terms of reducing crime rate. They see in their own lives how important it is to be able to have guns, to be able to go and protect themselves and do their jobs.
Exactly. Hey, John, we got to go to a quick break. Let's pause there. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Dr. John Lott after this. Stay with us.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Dr. John Lott continues with us. We're talking gun facts, eliminating myth from reality. And no doubt myth has been driving so much of the gun control narrative. And this is what we appreciate about Dr. Lott. He's got the facts. He's done the research, all the hard work, and because sometimes we have to be able to step away from the emotion and deal with the reality. And right now we're able to talk about this, John, in a way that, yes, the emotion is there, but it's not like right after, you know, like what happened at Marjorie Stoneman High School, you know, and or we have some major incident. And this is why a conversation like this is so critical for a time like this.
Yeah, no, I agree. Often decisions about what should be done are driven by emotion and often by misinformation. You know, I think... as you're indicating, so much of the gun control debate is driven by these mass public shootings. But my guess is that the entire debate on that would be dramatically different if the media did a better job of reporting on these instances. So, for example, few people would know that 94% of these mass public shootings occur in gun-free zones where citizens are banned from being able to have guns. That these killers may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. Their goal is to get media attention, and they know the more people they kill, the more attention that they're going to be able to get. And so if they go to a place where people can't defend themselves, or if there's, let's say, just one officer who's in uniform who's readily identifiable as the one person that they have to take out, and then have free rein for going after other people, that's the type of target that they're going to go after.
Exactly.
You know, and also the media gives people misimpressions in other ways. They don't cover the cases where people use guns to stop mass public shootings. There was a case just about a week ago in Indiana where the police captain said that she believed that many people would have been killed if it hadn't been for the presence of a concealed carry permit holder. One of the chapters in Gun Control Myths goes through dozens of cases where people have used permanent concealed handguns to stop mass public shootings in recent years. But you're going to look in vain to see media coverage on those cases. In the 5 years that I looked at in the book, there's only two cases where the media actually covered the cases, but they completely botched the story and essentially got it backwards about what happened in the two times that they did cover it. But the other thing that the media, and this I don't blame them as much because I understand why they do it, but they really give people a misimpression about how mass public shootings, the rate that they occur in the United States versus other countries. I understand this is the United States. You're going to give a lot more news coverage to cases that happen in the United States, but they happen all around the world. They happen in Europe.
Yes.
Even countries that have extremely strict gun control regulations, like France, which bans even semi-automatic guns. France has a death rate from mass public shootings that's about 111% higher than the fatality per capita rate that we have in the United States. The worst, they have 130 people that were killed in one of their mass public shootings, the concert shooting in November 2015. You have countries like Russia that have a 50% higher rate. You have countries like Finland and Switzerland and Norway that have at least a 25% higher fatality rate per capita than we have here in the United States, and many other countries in Europe. And the rest of the world is even worse. It's just, you know, you have something like the New Zealand shooting at the mosque last year, which got massive attention. A few people would know that within less than 24 hours of that attack, there was a big school shooting in Brazil, or there was a mass public shooting in the Netherlands. Those other cases just didn't get coverage, but those types of things are happening all the time in the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because unfortunately, the media is driven by headlines, and what they deposit into the narrative here fuels myths and emotions in such a way that causes us to make wrong decisions and miss the proper assessment and the value of having guns. Because the fact of the matter is, no matter where you are, you know, we've got to deal with the human condition. And if the human condition wants to murder somebody, you know, they're going to find some way in which to do it.
Well, the thing is, a major source of illegal guns are drug dealers. Drug mm-hmm. dealers have guns just as they have the drugs because they have valuable property. It's not like they can go to the police and tell the police, look, this other gang stole our drugs. Can you help us get them back?
Right, exactly.
They have to set up their own little militaries in order to protect their very valuable property. You want to see, look at Mexico. Mexico has had one gun store in the country since 1972. It's located in Mexico City. It's run by the military. Guns are extremely expensive. The most powerful gun you can buy is a 22 caliber rifle. Those aren't the guns that the drug gangs are using in Mexico. And yet they have a murder rate that's more than six times higher than the murder rate that we have in the United States.
Right. Well, they're using guns that Barack Obama and his administration ran to them, right?
Well, it's not really so much. They're literally bringing them in from around the world.
No, I know that. I was just being a little bit of a smart aleck on it, but nonetheless, I mean, when you got problems like that, why contribute to it, right? To their access of guns, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a small drop in the bucket. Mm-hmm. I mean, over the last 5 years, the Mexican government's confiscated over 15,000 grenades. Mm-hmm. They're not picking those up at gun stores in the United
no.
States.
Yeah.
They've confiscated literally like hundreds of rocket launchers. You know, they're not picking those up in the United States. The drug
right.
gangs aren't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I doubt that Amazon Prime is delivering that to their front door. No, you're exactly right. John, I wanted to also, you know, address with you, you know, these other myths. And, more particularly what's happening in New York, as one law enforcement officer said, with the defunding of police, what it's done
it's moved guns closer to the street, whereas before, particularly when, you know, New York had the 600 undercover agents who would, you know, search and they were on top of this. They really kind of, he said, kept the guns in the cars, back in the dresser at home. But now that that crime unit has been evaporated in New York, the guns are now sidearms. They're easily accessible and available. I mean, to the point, like, I think there was an incident here a couple of weeks ago. I think it was at a Starbucks where, I don't know, somebody picked up the wrong drink or somebody got upset and the guy shot the guy in the leg. You know, at a Star, I mean, to get coffee. I mean, how crazy is this becoming?
You have lots of tempers that are flying on this stuff, but, you know, having police available there to be able to go and protect people is extremely important. And, you know, I don't understand the notion that goes through people's heads when they want to go and defund the police. You have, to me, it's a pretty simple calculus that if you make committing crime more dangerous, riskier for criminals, more costly, they're going to do less of it.
Right.
And you see these types of things. That, you know, here's the irony. In Minneapolis, where they have voted to completely defund the police, as I said before, whatever that will end up meaning, who knows. Mm-hmm. But the city council there has voted to spend $7,000 per week per council member to go and hire armed private security guards. So these guys understand the benefits of deterrence. They understand in their own personal lives how important it is to be able to have armed private security.
Sure.
They're not making that available for others. I mean, if you live in, if you're a poor person who lives in the high crime part of Minneapolis or been in, you know, the centers where the riots are occurring, the city council is not voting $7,000 vouchers per week for people to be able to go and hire their own private security that's there. You know, the irony is that the same people who are voting to defund the police and who are telling the police to stand down are also against private gun ownership.
Exactly. Except for them.
So.
No, it's ludicrous. And the thing is, all under the banner of Black Lives Matter, and who's going to be more affected with less police on the street? It's
exactly.
Going to be
exactly. Where do you put the police? You
right.
Put the police in the areas where the crime rates are highest. You know, those are the people that are going to suffer. I mean, who's been suffering from these riots? These riots have generally been occurring in heavily black parts of these cities. And the damage that's done has been to many times black-owned businesses. The people who overwhelmingly work in those areas are black. The people who shop in those areas are overwhelmingly black. Where are these people supposed to be working afterwards?
Exactly. His brand new book, Gun Control Myths, will be linked on our website at Bill Martinez Live. And, John, how can they be in touch with you?
Well, our website is crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. And, you know, they can get the books at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Okay, you got it. Dr. John Lott. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks, click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Anytime.